Stewart, we've got an unbelievable show for you tonight. Later on, we're going to be joined out here, as Veterans Day is coming up, by Representatives Chris DeLuzio and Pat Ryan, co-chairs of the Democratic Veterans Caucus. They'll be out here in a little bit. Why not? They'll be showing us how to make their favorite dishes for Veterans Day. But let's start tonight. Let's start tonight's show with the big news out of Washington on the shutdown. By the way, tonight's show will be brought to you by I Can't F***ing Believe It! I can't f***ing believe it! For when the I can't believe it Edvard Munch scream emoji doesn't quite convey how much you cannot f***ing believe it! And what, you ask, is it? Well, it is the Democrats. You remember the Democrats. They shut down the government last month for a very particular reason.
Any deal must secure the extension of the ACA tax credits.
This is about my party saying enough is enough.
Democrats will not back down.
Do not stop fighting.
We're in this fight until we win this fight because we know we're on the right side of this fight.
It's literally life or death. So Democrats have three words for this. No f-ing way.
Well, funny f-ing story. Yes, Charles Schumer's three words were no match for these five other words.
Democrats cave on the shutdown.
Excuse me? Cave on the shutdown? Huh? Not this forceful, young, authentic Democratic Party that hangs out down by the river. And curses in what appears to be a cerulean blue blazer. And I say, in a f***ing way. No, they f***ing caved on the shutdown. Not even a full week removed from the best election night results they've had in years. Seven Democratic senators and an independent voted with their Republican counterparts to end the shutdown and reopen the government. And did they get their extended health care subsidies?
Democrats wanted the deal to include extending subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. Instead, they got a promise to vote on it at a later date.
I cannot f***ing believe it! You had the wind at your back. Election victories all over the country. The new Sydney Sweeney movie, Box Office Bupkis. Apparently, her new MAGA fan base didn't show up in droves to see a biopic about a lesbian professional boxer who overcomes domestic violence to live her truth. Who could have seen that coming? Democrats, you sold out the entire shutdown not to get what you wanted, but for a promise to not get what you wanted later. Where in the art of war? Where in the art of... Okay, here it is. I got it. Sun Tzu said, never press your advantage. It's unseemly. Fighting's hard. How about a snack. I can't believe it. And by the way, what good does a promise of a Senate vote even do for you, Democrats? You don't control the Senate. Do you even know how this shit works? Let's just say, for schnicks, that you managed to win a vote in the Senate, which you haven't done all year. Do you know what happens then? I mean, give me... Hold on one second. Give me the thing. I want to show you.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Well, I can't stay mad at Bill. But the point is this. Let's just say, you pass a bill out of the Senate that you don't control as Democrats. Guess what happens then?
Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
Then you go to the House of Representatives. But they don't vote on it because Democrats don't control the House of Representatives either. But let's live in your 8-senator fantasy land. And you do. Let's say you somehow convince old Cowlick McBabyface to hold that House of Representatives vote, and you win that one as well. Guess what happens then?
Well, then I'm off to the White House where I wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign.
The president? Yeah. You get it past the Senate, you get it past the House, and then the president of the United States. Right? You remember him? This guy?
Obamacare is a disaster.
Yeah, that f***ing guy. The Obamacare is a disaster guy. The guy who spent the weekend posting about how Barack Obama is collecting millions of dollars in royalties from Obamacare, a fact that Trump picked up from an 8-year-old satire article. Democrats, you gave up the only leverage you had without getting commitments from Trump or Mike Johnson. I cannot f***ing believe it. Surely someone in the party understands that offering a vote in the Senate without a commitment that it would pass or that the House would even take it up is an empty offer.
Offering a vote in the Senate without a commitment that it would pass, without a commitment that the House would even take it up, is an empty offer.
This guy gets it. Tim Kaine. You don't see him as one of the 8 voting yes.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine was a yes.
Someone in this party who understands what's at stake with these expiring subsidies. Senator Jean Shaheen.
I had a meeting with some constituents last Friday when I was in New Hampshire. One was a man. He said, if I didn't have that insurance through the Affordable Care Act, I would not have gone to the doctor. I would not have gotten my cancer treated. And I would be dead by now. That's what this fight is about.
Now that's somebody who's not going to roll over. That is somebody who has the moral clarity, and she voted yes, didn't she?
Jean Shaheen decided to vote yes.
That was the most weirdly coordinated move. Not only was it coordinated, Here was the most beautiful part about that boo. It started at a low timber, and then it grew, and then a staccato. F***ing Jean Shaheen. And you know what she did that's almost worse? After a month of standing on principle because of the needs of her constituents, she now uses those same constituents as her cover for cowardice.
When I talk to my constituents in New Hampshire, you know what they say to me? They say, why can't you all just work together to address the problems that are facing this country?
Really? Even the cancer guy? He's saying that now? That's not what he was saying before, but now he's like, look, what I said earlier about wanting to live. I didn't know that the alternative was a spirit of bipartisan cooperation. I was just thinking, I want lungs. And by the way, doing exactly what the Republicans wanted isn't working together. That's not working together. That's just doing what, Mr. Sawyer and I worked together to paint this fence. No! He made you f***ing paint it! And then he just jumped in at the end and was like, we can't free Jim, it's not bipartisan. Yeah, that's what happened. You don't remember the book? That's what happened. I didn't remember it either, but one of the writers. And you might be wondering to yourself there, well, where's the Democratic leader? Mr. No F***ing Way Chuck Schumer during all this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is on your social feeds. Glasses in the ready position, putting on a show.
Democrats have been fighting to get the Senate to address the health care crisis. This bill does nothing to ensure that that crisis is addressed. I am voting no, and I will keep fighting.
I don't believe this. And I mean that now literally. Chuck Schumer, your protestation be not believable. Look, either all 8 senators who voted to capitulate coincidentally are not up for re-election in 2026, or Chuck Schumer worked behind the scenes to give into the Republicans while still protecting vulnerable Democrats, including himself. You know, that's right. You know, humorously after the election, I mentioned to a couple of political analysts in the afterglow, post-coital, about how the Democrats were going to squander their hard-earned electoral victories.
And I guess the question next for both of you is, how will they squander it? How? How will they piss this away?
You know, the only thing I love more than seeing my face on TV is seeing it on a webcam with no filters. Talk about needing health care, my God. Is jaundice contagious? What the? But it's a fair question. How would Democrats piss this away? Apparently, they did it something like this. This is a world-class collapse by Democrats. It would be like being up 10 points with 3 minutes left to go in a game and still finding a way to miraculously lose it for the 4th time in just 1 month. For those of you who don't follow the New York football Giants, because let's say you value your time on this earth. This is a football team that on 3 separate occasions this season has blown games, that's statistically speaking, based on their sizable leads vis-a-vis the amount of time left in the athletic contest. They had a 95% to 99% chance of winning. I refer you, for instance, to this win probability chart from Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears, where you can see the New York Giants' chance of victory climbs to 97% before they trip on their own dicks and fall down a flight of stairs. And again, I don't want to get too inside football here, but you're not supposed to do that. I have not had a good weekend. Now, for those of you who believe that professional sports and politics are an inept comparative, not only did the Democrats and Giants lose in the same I can't f***ing believe it manner, they sound the same doing it.
It's natural and appropriate to feel deep disappointment.
Disappointing outcome.
It was not the result many of us wanted.
You want to get the results that you hoped for and came up short?
It never feels good to come up short.
We came up short, and that was a tough one.
You learn and you prepare to do better in the future.
You're always learning and trying to be better.
Well, not enough wins.
Not enough wins.
We will win. We will win. We
will win.
We won't rest. We won't rest.
Inspired yet? So please, Democrats, I do not understand. Explain this to me like I eat with my feet. Why?
How do you explain, though, to your constituents why it was worth it to put up this fight for so long when, in the end, you did not get your key demand?
Because it wasn't working.
First of all, how are we being ruled by the only old people who don't stubbornly cling to shit whether it's working or not? That's the whole point of being an old person. What kind of an old person are you?
Well, maybe it is time to give up my driver's license. I mean, to be fair, I am a menace.
And second of all, it was working. It was working. Never, never, never has the gap between this administration and the people it claims to serve been so disgustingly visible than during this shutdown. This week, while the Trump administration was at the Supreme Court demanding that the court let them withhold food stamps from hungry Americans, Trump himself was at Mar-a-Lago with an all-you-can-eat shrimp and synchronized swimming buffet while the president of Argentina danced the night away securing the $20 billion we recently gave his country. And I gotta say, for $20 billion, you'd think he'd dance better than leprechaun jerking elephants. Apologies to the elephant. I am not trying to disrespect. By an elephant watching that going like, who's, whoa. What kind of an elephant dick? Point is this, don't get distracted. Americans were finally seeing the gap between how Donald Trump bends reality and actual day-to-day reality. This shutdown has focused America's attention away from his gift for distraction and onto stark actualities and seeing through, many for the first time, his bald-faced lying.
Can you just answer that question that tariffs have led to inflation? They have led to an increase in cost of living for most
Americans. We have no inflation. We have no inflation.
Except that we have inflation! And normally, we have no inflation goes the way of, they're eating the cats and dogs, and I'm suing Rupert Murdoch because I'm not on the Epstein list, and all of the other lies that Trump deploys in his reality distortion arsenal. But miracle of miracles during the shutdown, the old songs ain't hitting like they used to.
Football fans loudly booed as Trump was shown on the Jumbotron during halftime at the Lions and Commanders game.
I am saying your name.
Do you know how fucking unpopular you have to be booed by football fans while swearing in troops? And by the way, not just any football fans. Football fans who still use the term Redskins. And not even with respect to the team, just casually. This is what the Democrats have squandered. A country finally shaking off Trump's Jedi mind tricks and saying, no, these are the f***ing droids we're looking for. And instead of pressing that advantage, perhaps neutralizing Trump's reality distortion field for good, the Democrats just suddenly went, droids? I guess we aren't looking for those droids. But you'll help us find them later, right? They squandered their leverage, sapped their voters' enthusiasm, and snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And it's just too bad that we are now stuck with these leaders that we have on that side, and there's nothing that can be done about it.
This just in, the New York Giants have just fired head coach Brian Daboll.
So you're saying there's a chance.